Oh my God, could you chew any louder?
Did you watch this without me?
Seriously, 6 more inches and it's in the sink.
Why do you do this? You squeeze from the bottom.
What do you want to get for dinner?
Let us solve your problems. Star 99.9, Honda of Westport Couples Court.
Joining us this morning is Helen and Greg. Helen, we'll start with you. What's going on?
So my husband and I have been fighting. Our son is 10 years old, and he seems to think that that is an appropriate age to be shoveling our driveway with the snow and everything. And I think that he's too young. I think that the road is too busy. He's going to end up getting hit by a car. He's going to have back problems when he gets older. I just don't like the idea at all.
And Greg, what's your position on this?
There's a rite of passage. I mean, the kid's 10 years old. He needs to start doing some chores. Take a little bit of work off me. Let him do the shoveling of the driveway. It's what kids are supposed to do.
You know what I find amusing, Anna, is what? That when we talk about things that are in proximity to danger, I mean, obviously a busy road is something you need to pay attention to.
Yeah.
But we make it sound like the kid is going to fall out of the driveway into the road. he's just magically going to fall from the driveway.
He's not going to be in the main street.
Into the main street there.
But does he want to, I mean, first of all, when there's a massive snowstorm, maybe he needs help. Maybe you guys would go out together. But does he want to do it? I feel like that's something like that young boys get excited to do. Or girls, I should say, too.
I don't think want matters here. I think he has to do it.
I just think we should wait a few more years. So wait till he's 12.
I had plenty of chores when I was younger, and I didn't like most of them. If I was expecting an allowance or anything like that, right. You know, it was just you weren't going to like every single job.
No, he's going to be 11. It's time for him to start doing this kind of stuff.
All right. Well, what we do is we ask our audience what they think. And is 10 years old too young to send your kid out to go shovel snow when eventually we have a snowstorm around here? They may agree with you, Greg. Absolutely not. Send him out there. Get him to work. But they may see your point too, Helen, that he is young. It is a busy road. And sending him out there, he might hurt himself.
The youthful back is the one for snow shoveling.
Is it?
Yes.
All right.
All right. The old back is the one to watch out the window.
Do you guys both agree to listen what our audience has to say?
Yeah.
Great. Give us a call. 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Honda Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9.
Helen says 10 years old is way too young to have their son outside shoveling snow this winter. But Dad says, no, this is the year that he starts doing it.
I mean, seriously, we're worried about a kid's back when he's 10 years old. That's when that back is made of rubber bands. Get out there, boy.
I can only imagine if I made my daughter start shoveling snow. All right, whose side are you on? It's the Honda of Westport Couples Court, 1-800-330-9999. Hey, it's Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
Hi, I'm definitely on the husband's side. I mean, I've been shoveling the driveway since I was probably 7. It's not a big deal. It's time for the kids to learn some responsibility.
I love the fact that she pictures the 10-year-old just flailing into the street like some sort of infant who can't hold his head up. Oh, we put a shovel in his hand. He just fell right into the front of danger. Thank you for the call. Have a great morning.
Oh, man. I know, but it's like the mom in me that's like, I don't know. If it's a busy street, doesn't seem safe, you know?
You got to try and recognize rationality here.
1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's a Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star. Mom says he's too young to get out there to shovel snow. It's a Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9. Their son is 10 years old. She says it's not good for his young body to be out there shoveling. Dad says, no, he's got to get out there and do it. I don't care that we live on a busy road. I'm saying it didn't even snow yet. I don't even know why they're worried about this.
Well, because I think that mom is a little bit overprotective in all things in general, and dad might be looking for a little bit of help on this one here. He says, when it snows, he's doing it.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
It all depends on how big the driveway is. If the driveway's pretty big, I would say no. And is the lazy dad going to get out there and help him and bond with his son?
Exactly. They should do it together, if anything.
I love that we make the assumption that dad is lazy.
Right.
Anna and Raven, whose side are you on?
Good morning. Hands down, I'm on the husband's side.
Tell us why.
Because you're lazy, right?
No, because it's America and we got to build some men.
Okay.
Men for the future.
Oh, man.
I'm not sure that's his answer. Let's him answer.
You sound crazy.
Do I get to talk or is it just you two?
Yeah, we're going to let you.
Awesome. I think if the parents prepare for it, get the kid a shovel he can handle. Get him a small shovel. And if they're concerned about him being too close to the road, let him do the pathway. Let him do something close to the house. It takes a village to keep a house in order. And it's time to get the kid involved.
Right. Let's get that kid out there. This villager's been eating for free for years, and he's 10 years old. That's 10 years of free food.
It doesn't take a village to shovel a driveway.
Well, it would be quicker. It would be quicker.
He said, get him a small shovel, like one that you bring to the beach.
A pro customized shovel. Ann Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm on the husband's side. I feel that the son should learn how to shovel, but I also think the father should be out there. Make it a fun time, not a chore.
Mm-hmm.
Let them shovel together. Maybe have a snowball fight, go in for hot chocolate. Make it something that he wants to do, not that you have to go do this. And teach him the proper way to lift the heavy snow.
Thank you.
See that? What if nobody shoveled their own driveways before World War II? Where would we be, Anna Zapp?
Yep.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Greg, our audience agreed with you. Get that boy to work, Helen. That's what they said. 10 years old is perfect time to get him to start shoveling.
Perfect. Thank you.
Wonderful. Well, then you'll be paying for the chiropractor in a few years. Prepare for that.
Be cheaper than me.
If your son is made of glass, I think that'll be a real issue. If not, I mean, the most important thing is show him how to properly shovel, right? Let's give him a good technique. So we don't want him to get injured. We also don't want dad to have a heart attack out front. If it's really that deep, Greg, you better get out there and help him. But, I mean, if it's just regular stuff like we see over the last day or so, you're fine.
Thank you.
Let's just hope this is one of those years where it doesn't have any massive snowstorms. I'm into that, too.
Well, my kid works plowing, so I'm not into that because he owes me money for insurance.
Okay. If anybody else has an issue, send us an email, too. Couplescore@star999.com.